In today's episode of the Motorhome Matt podcast,
we're investigating if you can actually tow a car on an A-frame in mainland Europe.
We're going to get your experiences of doing just that.
And in the news, 2.4 million Brits have been caught out in a post-Brexit passport rule causing confusion.
Welcome to the Motorhome Matt podcast. I'm Keith Gooden.
And I'm Motorhome Matt.
Industry insights, expert advice for the world of motorhomes, caravans and campervans. It's brought to you by thatleisureshop.com.
And do remember to follow on your favourite podcast app. And please do make sure you hit subscribe and the little bell on YouTube, sponsored by arrowbasecreative.co.uk.
First of all, as usual, let's delve into the news, shall we? There's a bit of confusion over passports. What's going on, Matt?
So it says here, since Brexit, British passports must have an issue date less than 10 years old on the day of departure from the EU and must have at least 3 months left before their expiry date on the intended day of return.
It's as simple as that.
Simple as that. We'll unpack this in a minute. Don't panic. But millions of passports issued prior to September 2018 have longer validity periods.
Now, let us big up the passport office, because people do knock them, but they've been doing a nice thing. When you have remembered to renew your passport before it's expired, what they've done is tacked on the difference from your old passport onto your new one.
Yeah, it's a bit like getting an MOT. 13-month MOT, have it done early, benefit from that extra time.
But what's happening is now, in a lot of countries around the world, not just the EU, but they're enforcing it now, is that your passport can't be more than 10 years old for it to be a valid travel document. Mm-hmm. So if you've got 10 years and 9 months on it and you're trying to travel, you could get turned away.
Yeah, so the start date is the really important bit to check on your passport. There must be 9 years and 9 months left on it at the point you intend to come back home. So the point of departure from the EU, at least 9 years, 9 months from the start date. That's the important bit. And this is where people are getting caught out. They're looking at the expiry date and go, oh yeah, I've got 6 months left. Actually, that was 10 years and 3 months earlier that it could have been registered. The customs officer is going to look at the start date, the issue date.
And it will be different for everybody. That's the thing to remember. When you renewed your passport, when they've tacked on those months or you know, whatever, it's going to be different for everybody. Now, it would be easy, and I've speculated on this, for travel companies and airline companies to have a little link, wouldn't it, on the booking page, which says, check my passport. And you put your passport and when it was issued and the number in, and they would come, because you have to fill it in anyway, don't you, for all the
security
stuff.
That'd be too easy, though, wouldn't it?
And they'd come back and say whether it was valid or not at the point of travel. But they don't do that, so it's up to you to check.
But there are many countries, they want you to have 6 months, but you say the USA want a year.
When I went to Florida last year, they insisted on a year. Now, remember, you talk about the states and we talk about America, but you do have at different ports of entry state laws as well.
Of course.
But
yeah,
they were insisting that I had a year on my passport.
But this is catching 2.4 million Brits out. That's a big number. So make sure you're not one of them. Check the start date of your passport before you head off if you're leaving the UK this year.
Check, 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 as they say. It's in the post. Do you get it?
Yours
is. It's the Motorhome Matt podcast. I'm Keith Gooden.
And I'm Motorhome Matt.
And it's brought to you with thatleisureshop.com. Let's get into the main meat of today's podcast, Matt, and it's a biggie.
You know, I'm really excited about this. I've been trying to get Lee from LMB Tow Bars onto the podcast for months and months and months. Hopefully he's back from one of his many holidays. Mm. He's always on holiday, this guy. Anyway, he's coming into the studio today. We were approached by Chris Bassett, who said, is the Towmaster 2 A-frame system fitted by LMB Tow Bars compliant to tow through Europe? And this has prompted a long research project for us on this topic.
And we must say, before you launch into it, LMB aren't paying for this, okay? This is proper journalism. We're trying to find out the truth, right?
Okay, you can say that. It's fine. And that's true. They're not paying for this. But this has been a discussion that's gone on for 20-plus years, as long as A-frames have been around.
So what is the discussion?
So the discussion is, can I use an A-frame, which is the little triangle that attaches to the back of a tow bar on a motorhome, that enables you to tow a car? okay, with nobody in it. The steering wheel just spins, and the A-frames have been had brakes fitted to them and all sorts of technology. The lights on the back of the car light up when you brake in the motorhome. Can I use it in Europe? So they're legal in the UK because it turns the car into a trailer, but the debate has always been you shouldn't use one in Europe, especially in Spain and France. You must put the car on a trailer, a proper flatbed trailer, and that is the only way to take a car into Europe, particularly, as I say, France and Spain. Now, I've towed a car. It was a Fiat 500 years ago across Europe, and I've done thousands of miles. I have never been stopped, apart from one occasion. I was going into the Mont Blanc tunnel, and I was told, no. And I had to take the car off.
What were you told?
No.
Oh.
There were a few more words than that, and it involved a gun on a belt, I'll be honest. So we kind of went, oh, well, you know, and we had to pay two tolls. And we think that was the backstory as to why we were being told to take the car off. So luckily, there were three of us in the motorhome. A friend of mine jumped out, Mark got in the car and drove the car through the tunnel. Needless to say, we got out the other side, hooked the car back on, carried on our way home. No further problems. That has happened to me once. I know it's happened to a few people as well. But there's every blogger, YouTuber, journalist, commentator, you name it, me included. I've stood on stage and said, well, when asked the question, can I tow a car on an A-frame in Europe? Well, yeah, you could try, yeah, but my recommendation is you put it on a trailer. But where does it say that?
Now, this is the thing. Now, I am a journalist, have been for donkey's years, and you can tell I'm a journalist because I'm in the last one into the pub.
With the last to pay.
Yeah, with the longest pockets as well. So what we're going to do today is we're going to separate opinion from fact. What do we know? What is the law? Regardless of what people think. Okay? Now, you've been talking to somebody about this, haven't you?
Yeah, so I thought, right, I rang Lee, LMB, and yeah, he was on holiday. So I went to the NEC show and I asked Tim Booth, who's the Leisure Vehicles Officer at NAVSIS, for his opinion on this.
That's the National Vehicle Crime Intelligence Service.
It is indeed. And Tim's the main man there. He is the head of Leisure Vehicles at NAVSIS, and I asked him for his comment.
It's actually the only fully privately funded police organisation within the UK and work off the back of Hampshire Police, and everybody in there is sponsored. My particular role is sponsored by the caravan industry through an arrangement which is the Caravan Safety and Security Group. So the partners came together 15 years ago, agreed a funding package, and I've been in place since then.
Brilliant. Now, you are used to pulling caravans, motorhomes over as part of your role and inspecting them, and you take a very clear stance on towing frames. And so these are the frames that go on a car that mean the car can be towed by the motorhome without having anyone sat in it. What's the situation from your perspective and using one of these in Europe?
Yeah, in Europe is where the challenge lies. You have no issues at all within the UK, so don't be confused that the same for Europe applies in UK. The connection itself is normally going on to a type approved vehicle. There are rules of whole vehicle type approval that anything you fit to it must be type approved. So one, the product is not type approved, so shouldn't be fitted. The second issue that's been raised is the actual means of connection, what they use to connect the actual frame to the slave car, for want of a better term, because often that connection, once the towing unit is away, actually creates a danger for other road users and, we believe, the driver and the passenger in the vehicle. Because that vehicle was designed and crash tested without anything beyond the construction of the car. So if your car is in a collision and it hits a tow mount point or something else, that's an early collision, the airbags might not realise that that's happened, so they will not fire. So you are then at risk and you may not then be insured. So that's one of the issues for the safety of the people in the car. The other one is if you're walking down the footpath, somebody brakes a bit late and collides with you, they're going to break your leg, you know, and that's probably the least of your worries, that it'll break your leg, probably more serious injuries, because the extension of the vehicle to fix to has gone in front of the original safe zone of the car.
So you're talking about the fittings on the front bumper of the car. There might be a crossbar in the front or two clamps sticking out the front of it. But can I tow it on its frame, on the back of my motorhome, on its tow hitch? So I'm dragging it behind like an obedient dog. Can I use that in Europe?
No.
Why not?
and I've consulted with a lot of officers in Europe, and with particularly an officer in the Dutch police, their view is that a car is born as a car, type approved as a car. You can't change a car to a trailer just by fastening something to the front of it. His view was you can't make an orange into an apple. So are you actually insured for that combination? Is it an insurable combination? Because if it's illegal, it's not an insured combination. Most European officers that I've spoken to who see that combination say they will get the people using it to detach. Now, if that's a couple, then you're fine, because your partner may then be able to drive the car for you, mm-hmm. and you leave the assembly behind. But if, as often happens, you're a single traveller, what do you now do with your car and with the towing assembly that was on the front of it?
Well, that certainly would be an issue, absolutely. But in the UK, the car is considered a trailer under UK law, and police don't care about it. But you're saying that's different in Europe. It's not considered a trailer.
Yep. Europe don't take that view. There's been various arguments. Oh, the Vienna Convention says it, if it's legal in this country, it must be in that.
Yeah, that's what people say to me.
Yeah. I am told that that does not roll over in this case, because you're actually breaching the type approval regulations.
So there is no tow frame that can be used legally in Europe? Yeah.
Not that's been identified to me, not that I've ever seen on any road check. And one of the other things that's a consideration, which has been raised at parliamentary level now, is everybody talks about this unit going forwards, or the effects of the vehicle travelling forwards. Nobody's looked at what happens if you get a rear end shunned into the car that is being towed. And there is no protection in the assembly for that eventuality. In fact, if you look at the structure, it would collapse significantly and probably go directly into the rear of the motorhome. If it was type approved, then it's been suggested to me that those sorts of issues would have been looked at and addressed. Clearly, it's not been type approved, so they haven't been. So the danger is that your holiday could be significantly disrupted if you are over in Europe with that combination, and the police officers on duty decide that you're going to be, they call it a control over there. If you're going to be controlled through one of their checks, they find that, you have to leave it behind.
So the advice then is to put the car on a trailer and tow a trailer with the car on. But is that considered acceptable because the trailer is type approved as a trailer?
That's exactly it. It's a skeletal trailer. You put it onto the skeletal trailer. That trailer is approved by the manufacturer. So once the car's on there, you're complying with the legislation.
That was Tim Booth, the Leisure Vehicles Officer at NAVSIS. Now, we're delighted to welcome Mr. Lee Bryant onto the podcast, the owner of LMB Tow Bars. Hiya, Lee. How are you doing?
Hi, Matt. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. It's been a long time coming.
Yes.
You're a very busy man. You're always on holiday.
That's the name of the game that we're in.
Well, true enough.
Now, before we bring Lee in for his expertise, Tim Booth there mentioned legislation, but not at the beginning. So at the end of the interview, Matt, he said that's what the legislation requires. But at the beginning of the interview, he said that he'd spoken to somebody that he knows in the Dutch police and didn't mention legislation. So, and this is the problem here, isn't it? A lot of people think things, a lot of people have opinions, but actually finding the law on this has proved very difficult.
It has, and this is a case of opinion versus law, I think. And for years and years and years, people have been airing opinion based on some experiences of perhaps they've been stopped and been told that's not compliant, you can't do that in this country. And then that kind of becomes an unwritten law, the context by which we then accept the facts. So I think the reality is, in the UK, a car is turned into a trailer when it's on an A-frame. Lee, jump in and correct me here. And that's the case. But Lee, as the manufacturer of these A-frames, so your A-frame, the Towmaster 2, you claim is compliant in Europe. Why is it compliant in Europe?
Well, first of all, Matt, it's important that you're legal here in the UK. To do that, we have to comply with a number of legislations, the braking directives, the lighting regulations, and things like that. And once you comply with all of those legislations and are legal here in the UK, then just like a lorry towing a trailer or whatever, you're going to have cross-border traffic. And if that traffic is, for instance, a UK citizen holidaying for less than 6 months at a time, then you would be classed as a vehicle in international traffic under the Vienna Convention, 1968. And therefore, the laws that are applicable to you here in the UK should be honoured in the European country that you're travelling for.
Now, you say the Vienna Convention, and let's be very clear on this. That was 1968-69, I think, that you're quoting, wasn't it? That's before we even had the vote to go into the EU. So we can't blame Brexit for any changes since. And as far as we know, there are no laws. I mean, we used to have an old thing when I went to the BBC. If it's an unwritten law, it's not a law because it hasn't been written. We are a bit, I suppose, foggy on which countries have laws and which don't. We haven't actually been able to find any, have we?
We haven't.
Laws on the statute books in those countries.
I asked Fliss, the trailer lady, to give us a view on this, and she very kindly contacted the Camping and Caravanning Club. And Ian Hewlett is their technical manager at the Camping and Caravanning Club. And Ian said this: the Department for Transport are clear the rules that apply in the UK are not covered in Europe. What we understand is most EU countries have licensed breakdown services, and therefore you are not allowed to tow a car with a car in any circumstances. That does blur a bit with larger motorhomes over 3.5 tonnes, but I would still expect the law enforcement officer to find the driver and make them disconnect the tow car. It's worth noting this is not covered by the Vienna Convention of 1968, as an A-frame towing system was not even introduced at that point, and it was introduced after the treaty was agreed to. Ian went on to say, it's very difficult to find actual legislation in Europe, but it's fair to say unless it's laid down in law, it is illegal, as we in the UK are the opposite.
Now, can I jump in there? Because he's saying if it's not a law, it's illegal. If there's not a law, it can't be illegal because there's not a law. It's no law. So, and this is what I think confuses a lot of people and confuses me. We haven't been able to find any legislation in any country that we've looked at that actually says it's illegal to use an A-frame Lee. Can you jump in here for us? And so, do you know of anything?
Certainly not. With regards to the Vienna Convention predisposing or having an earlier date than with what we're discussing, they do have the opportunity to add annexes or amendments to that legislation as well.
And they haven't changed it.
And it hasn't changed, is what's important.
So, Lee, I want to reference something Tim Booth said in my interview with him, that an A-frame isn't type-approved, and the car is type-approved as a car. The motorhome's type approved as a motorhome, but the A-frame isn't type approved. But there is no type approval for an A-frame. And Tim was saying you can't attach anything to a vehicle that's type approved. It doesn't mean you can't attach something that doesn't have a type approval to apply for, does it?
Can you just explain that again about the type approval? The type approval for the type approval isn't a type approval unless there's a type approval. Have I got that right?
The motorhome's type approved as a motorhome. The car is type approved as a car, and what Tim's saying is you can't put anything between them that isn't type approved, but there is no type approval to apply for.
I should also add that the tow bar itself is actually type approved as well.
It is, that's very true.
But yeah, you're right, the A-frame is not type approved, and for many years I've had lots of conversations and backwards and forwards with the VCA, the body that's responsible for type approval in the UK, about having an A-frame type approved. And they point blank refuse and say it's not required because it's the A-frame doesn't come into a classification that requires type approval. And therefore, you can't get type approval on something that it's not required for.
Mm. Yeah,
so they can't issue it because it's not required.
And what about Tim's point then about a rear-end shunt? You know, if someone drives into the back of the car whilst it's attached to the motorhome, the A-frame's going to collapse. That's not any different to a trailer, is it?
Exactly. If you had a car on a trailer and somebody went out the back of it, exactly the same thing would happen.
Yeah, interesting. So the key thing, though, is to be compliant and legal in the UK. Talk to me about braking, because the rules changed for tow car braking in 2014. What are the rules now?
Yeah, so that's UNEC Regulation 13, is the braking directive. This directive is very complicated because it's not written for tow car A-frames. It's written to cover trailers, everything from your small little camping trailer up to your 40-ton lorry.
Okay.
So there are various parts of it that are relevant to tow cars on A-frames, and some of it is similar to that required of lorries because of the axles being greater than a metre apart. So some people say, well, why can you have, for instance, an inertia system on a caravan, and that's okay, but on an A-frame, It might not be because it won't meet the criteria. Well, the reason is the criteria is different if the axles are greater than a metre apart. Okay. Caravan axles are closer. So there are all sorts of small parts into that legislation that apply to A-frame tow-in. You must achieve a braking efficiency of over 50% on all four wheels. If it's got any kind of power-assisted brakes, i.e. a vacuum servo, then it must be operable. You're not allowed to have any control of the braking from the cab of the towing vehicle.
Okay.
So you can't adjust it up or down or anything like that.
So let me just stop you there. So adjusting the brakes in the cab is an American feature, isn't it?
Yes.
Often RVs have the ability. They're towing often big weights behind them. Hummers, for example, or stuff that's heavier than that. And you can dial in more braking or tune it out. That is not recognised as compliant or even legal in the UK.
Correct. And there's not that there's anything wrong with the systems at all. It's just that in America, they do things differently. They have to do their own due diligence to make sure they don't get sued and stuff. Whereas in Europe, we have these legislations and we have to tick the boxes to make sure that we comply with everything they ask.
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess the reason they don't want that control in the cab is in case you get it wrong, adjust it up or down too much. And
so just explain how you achieve vacuum servo-assisted brakes being operable when the engine of the car isn't running?
That's a good question. So when the engine of the car is running, normally the engine itself is sucking air out of the vacuum servo.
Mm-hmm.
So with the engine not running, we need a system which is part of our electronic braking system that we fit when we do our installs, that every time the brake is applied, it then uses a compressor to suck air out of the a vacuum servo to recharge, if you like, the vacuum in the servo, so that every time you brake, you get the full efficiency out of the brakes as if you were driving the car normally.
Okay, so at least 80%.
Yes.
Brilliant. So the key here, Lee, is that we're not allowed to use A-frames that are purely a recovery device in mainland Europe, because they've licensed companies that do that, which is what Ian is referring to from the Camper to Caravan Club. What you're installing is far more excessive than that. It's an A-frame with electrics that are attaching to the car's lights. So when you brake, the brake lights on the car come on. You're also adapting the brakes, so they're being 80% efficient. And the A-frame is obviously safe and so on. So it's a far more complicated install than simply just attaching the frame to the car, hitting it on the tow bar, and off you go.
Yeah, it's not like recovering. I mean,
exactly.
That's the point you're making. Yeah. These recovery companies in mainland Europe are licensed, and in order that their services are protected, some people say that you then can't attach your car to the back of your motorhome. But as you're saying, you've got lights, you've got brakes and all that. It's not the same as just recovering a broken down car and towing it off the motorway, is it?
And so therefore, Lee, what you're saying, there's no law written to say we can't do this. So therefore, it's compliant in the UK, therefore, through the Vienna Convention, yes, although introduced before A-frames existed, it allows us to use them in Europe. But what do you give a customer to enable them to show that policeman with a gun on his belt to explain that?
That's a good point. And just coming back there to recovery tow-in, that is the difference in what we're trying to make the authorities in Europe understand, is that this isn't a recovery device. This isn't a temporary A-frame system. We have properly converted that car into a trailer, Category A2 trailer, and recognised as such by the UK Department for Transport. What we then do is provide letters to help with the translation barriers, I guess, in Europe, that could be in French, German, Spanish, Italian, Portuguese, etc., and indeed in English as well, so our customers know what they say, which explains the legislation that we comply with, how we've adapted the car, why we're Category A2 trailer, and it's accepted as such in the UK, and also point out that under the powers of the Vienna Convention, the combination of vehicles is legal in their state because it's also legal here in the UK.
And that's the key, isn't it? It's recognised in the UK, therefore it's recognised in mainland Europe because we're on holiday, we're not living there. If we were registering the vehicle to be registered in Spain, different story.
Yes. If the vehicle was registered in Spain, for instance, or you lived in Spain, you wouldn't be under the powers of the Vienna Convention and you would be under their local laws. If their local laws do not recognise a tow on an A-frame as a Category 2 trailer, then it would be, of course, illegal for you to tow it there.
Right, okay. So that has cleared it up. We can't find the specific legislation from any country. So if you are listening or watching on mainland Europe and you have got legal training and you can clarify it for us, then please get in contact. We're maintaining that it complies with UK law, and therefore if it does and you're a visitor, then you're going to be complying for the short-term stay in Europe. And most of what we are talking about with regard to A-frame frames and trailers in motorhoming is opinion. But what do you do if you get over there and you get stopped?
Well, yeah, and the policeman stopping you, like the one that stopped me, has got a gun on his belt. I mean, what do you do? Do I wave him a bit of German translated paperwork at him and say, look, read this, pal. I'll open the bonnet and show you my vacuum pump. What am I going to do?
Well, in an ideal solution, exactly that. You want to try to help them understand what it is you've got. So if it was me, I would certainly show them the international traffic letter. I'd also try to show them the triangles on the back, explain that there's a trailer, and show them the braking system working and the lights working and things, so they understand that it's operating 100% as a trailer and it's not just a recovery device. So I'd firstly try to get that kind of message across. And ultimately, I guess if you couldn't get that message across, if it was me, I would ask to be dealt with at a police station rather than at the side of the road, where you may find that you get a fairer result from a police station than maybe trying to convince one person who may have an opinion of their own at the side of the road.
Because on-the-spot fines are a big thing in Europe, particularly when it comes to tourists, aren't they?
They absolutely can be, yeah. And you know, we've had people reporting into us after an appeal on Facebook for some comment that the policeman, you know, took a cash fine off them and went off with it. Well, you know, maybe that's true. But, you know, you should be getting a receipt for a fine, shouldn't you? In fact, we've got some feedback from people in a rather large Facebook group that's all about using an A-frame in Europe. We're going to read a few out. Phil Watson on Facebook said, we've been towing throughout the EU and into Turkey every year since 2016. The only country we've ever been stopped due to the A-frame is Germany. Twice in all this time, escorted off the motorway to a safe location and the vehicle inspected. On both occasions, they inspected our V5 and on each occasion referred to the 750 kilogram unbraked part, which is the point I explained that it's an electronic system and works in tandem with the braking of the towing vehicle. On both occasions, the police have explained that the system was acceptable, but had it been mechanical, they would have not have accepted it and made me unhook and drive. Both sets of police on each occasion also told me that in German law, it wasn't allowed for nationals or others resident in the country. But as it was allowed in the UK, our system was okay. This is the point we were making earlier, wasn't it, about being on holiday. Our insurance approved the conversion and insurance of the van and the tow car, and provided a green card, which of course not needed anymore, for Turkey with allowance for use in all EU states.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's an answer to some of the points that you've already brought up. And as I said before, what we want you to do is, if you know different, if you can point to legislation, then please point us in that direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the Motorhome Matt podcast. I'm Keith Gooden.
And I'm Motorhome Matt.
It's brought to you with thatleisureshop.com. We've already heard from Phil Watson on Facebook and his experiences. Let's hear some more now. Peter Hake is in Chichester. He says, I've never been stopped, but we were stared at by a traffic officer in Salamanca last week. Could have been your lucky night. We were in a jam caused by routine inspections. He was on foot and was looking at the rig. As I looked back, he smiled and waved. The only incident of thousands of miles of towing in Europe. Well, Peter, was that an incident?
Not really, was it? What was he staring at? His beautiful wife, maybe?
Could well have been. He could well have been, couldn't he? Polly Rimmer is in Wakefield. We were stopped on our way to Santiago de Compostela in Spain, towing a Fiat 500 on an A-frame. The policeman told us it was illegal in Spain to tow a car with the wheels rolling along the ground. We were fined €100 and given a receipt, so everything was okay. He asked how long we were going to be in Spain and told us that if we produced the receipt of payment, we wouldn't be fined again. After we'd paid, he'd waved us on and the tow car was still attached. We were sometime later involved in a farmer's blockade between Seville and Granada, static for 8 hours, police and traffic everywhere. The police were interested in the towing setup and a few of them gave us the thumbs up and big smiles after a quick look. No fine. Towing the car made me anxious about being stopped again, although in truth the €100 fine was much cheaper than buying or hiring a trailer. Not sure that I would tow in Europe again, says Polly Rimmer. And this is the thing, it's down to what that man who's wearing the gun thinks at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether he's going to fine you, take the car off, what are you going to do? I mean, it's great having this documentation from you, Lee, in every language, but what are you going to do if the policeman's telling you to take the car off?
Well, I guess in that circumstance, the reality is you're going to take the path of least resistance, or at least most people would. I will say that we've been fitting hundreds of these systems every year for numerous years now, and in all of the years that we've been doing it, we've been giving the same advice to all of our customers, so they're well informed before they travel, and we don't get reports from our customers saying that they've been stopped at all. If that was the case, our phones would literally be ringing off with people saying, "Look, you know, you've given us this advice and we're getting a problem." So I'm guessing that the problem of being stopped is less than is maybe made of in media. I don't know. But certainly that's our experience from the equipment that we install and our customers. But of course, I can't speak for everybody and everybody's systems. So there may be people that are using the wrong type of systems, maybe recovery devices that are getting stopped as well. So you need to bear that in mind.
Thanks, Polly, for that. Polly's in Wakefield. Ron Mitchell's in Edinburgh. Hi, Matt. I've got an Auto Trail Comanche and currently tow a 2021 Ford Fiesta. My wife and I have previously towed a Peugeot 107 and a Peugeot 108. All three cars have been towed all over France, Spain and Portugal on several occasions, covering about 22,000 miles. Right. We've only ever had one problem, and that was a few years ago, travelling home from Portugal through Spain on a dual carriageway just north of Salamanca at about 11:30 a.m. and we were stopped by the police. It's a long story, but what transpired is one policeman was saying that it was illegal and we're going to fine them €200. The other policeman who was sat in the car started laughing, and then the policeman said, well, I could reduce it to €100. After another 10 minutes studying the documentation and looking over the rig, I told them I wasn't paying anything and we should just go to the police station, get a formal interpreter and speak with his superior. Now, the driver in the car, not the one who stopped me, was still laughing, and the interrogator just turned towards me. Interrogator? Gave everything back and said I was free to go. Most people would have just paid up the cash, but being a miserable Scotsman, I just couldn't do that without putting up a fight, says Ron Mitchell in Edinburgh. What's developing here is that people get stopped, but actually nothing much happens, does it?
There's a lot of people getting stopped around Salamanca.
Yeah. So, Lee, what do you make of that one then?
Well, that's good, I guess, if nothing came of it in the end, and he stood his ground. But like I say, I think it's down to the person on the day's understanding of what it is that you're doing and what you're towing, and the understanding that it is a trailer and it's probably converted into a trailer and not just towing a car on a recovery device of such.
And finally, Pete Weiler's in Lincoln. We have travelled in France, Spain and Portugal with an frame-towed car. We had no problems from police at all. They usually look and just wave us on. So is there really a problem here, or is it just pub talk?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because, as I said earlier, everybody on stage that I see giving advice on this all say, and I include myself in this, I've been guilty of this, if I'm guilty, of saying, well, on the continent, you should put the car on a trailer. And yeah, sure, that's going to guarantee you're never going to have a problem, because, you know, you can put the car on a trailer. And it's worth stating as well, you do sell trailers as well, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So if it's your choice not to tow on an A-frame, or you don't want to take the risk and you're going to go to Europe a lot, then absolutely, if it makes you feel more comfortable, then put your car on a trailer.
Absolutely. And,
we'd be happy to sell you a trailer.
Of course you would. Of course you would. But the biggest hassle there is you've got three vehicles to juggle then when you get to the campsite. You've got the motorhome, the car and the trailer. You know, you're not the campsite's best friend when you pull in, because you've got to park three vehicles. It's really convenient towing a car in an A-frame until you want to go backwards, I have to say. You can't, basically. So that's when a trailer is beneficial. But I think I've stood on stage and said the only way to do this is put it on a trailer or take a chance. And I've heard this said over and over and over. And we've had it from the club, we've had it from Tim as well. And this is the advice. And, you know, it's fair advice. But where is it written down that you can't do it? That's the point, isn't it, Keith? We can't find it.
No, we can't find it. And as I've said earlier on in this podcast, if you know, please get in touch. Are we dealing here with urban myth, received wisdom, or, you know, what we seem to have developed in this country is huge risk aversion?
Yeah, we have, yeah. And we've said this before too, that we're a group of people that love a rule, and we want to be on the right side of it. We don't want to break the rules. We want to know what the rules are.
We want to comply with the law.
Yeah, yeah, it's always a minority, particularly in this industry, that will break the rules. But we want to be the right side of it. I think that's the problem. There isn't a rule that clarifies this for us. Yeah, we're not a recovery device. My A-frame that I've got is now out of date. It's only got overrun brakes. It hasn't got any of your clever vacuum pump adaptions. So that wouldn't be compliant. Well, I know that, so I shouldn't use it anymore. And we don't use it anymore. But what is the rule that's written down? And as Keith said, if you're a barrister in Spain and you know the answer to this, we'd love to hear from you, because on behalf of our whole industry and those of us that like to have the option of towing a car with wheels rolling on the road, what are the rules? We're quoting the Vienna Convention. That's what you hang your coat on, as it were, Lee. And that seems reasonable to me, with all the adaptations that you make to the car. Whilst it doesn't change the type approval of the car, it does make it compliant to be a trailer here in the UK, and under the Vienna Convention means it's accepted on mainland Europe. So I guess for you, the listener, you have a choice. You can tow your own car on an A-frame, or you can put it on a trailer. It really is up to you, the listener, to decide for yourself.
And Lee will sell you both.
Very happily. Lee, thank you so much for coming on. I think this has been useful. Has it been helpful?
I think so. At the very least, we've clarified that we can't find a law.
Yeah, we've clarified more confusion.
I think as well, Matt, I think it's where people are afraid of actually being confronted, because we don't really get that very much in the UK. So policemen don't stop us for generally anything other than speeding. So, You know, the fear of being confronted by a police officer abroad is a big thing for a lot of people, and again, May steer them down one path or another.
Yeah, because people want to comply with the law, as we've just said.
We fear police officers, and rightly so.
Well, we don't necessarily fear them. We just don't want to get entangled in the law unnecessarily.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's the point. Yeah, we don't want to get the wrong side of
it. Absolutely don't. No.
We don't want to get in trouble. So if you've got an opinion on this, we'd love to hear from you. No doubt this debate and pub talk will go on for many years to come, until such time as, I suppose, an A-frame gets type approval, I guess.
Or banned altogether.
Well, there's the final word from Lee Bryant from LMB Tow Bars. You can find them online. What is your website address there, Lee?
It's www.lnbtowbars.co.uk.
So there you go. So if the conversation is happening in the pub or the club or on the campsite, let's hope that you're quoting this particular podcast.
Do share it with people. Yeah, it's a really interesting debate. Lee, I'm really grateful to you for coming on. I've genuinely been looking forward to this conversation for some time. Unsurprisingly, we haven't reached a definitive an output for this, and it is about consumer choice, isn't it, and people taking their own decision on what they want to do and their own view of risk, I suppose, of being stopped whilst on mainland Europe. So thank you, Lee, for coming in. If you've got a question or contribution to this topic or to any topic, and a question on anything to do with motorhomes, campervans or caravans, we'd love to hear it. You can go to mhmp.info/askmatt. Please hit the orange button and record it. We love getting your voice on the podcast, and tell us where you are. But if you are too shy to do that, you can fill in the form at mhmp.info/askmatt.
And you can also subscribe on YouTube, can't you, Matt?
Yeah, we would love it if you do. With loads of you are watching us on YouTube and not subscribing. Subscribing really helps us spread the word of the podcast. So hit the subscribe button, hit the bell, and then YouTube will tell you when a new episode is published. And YouTube, of course, is brought to you by the lovely guys at arrowbasecreative.co.uk.
Thanks for listening to the Motorhome Matt podcast. Remember to check back here for more episodes full of hints and tips and helpful advice. We'll see you soon for another Motorhome Matt podcast, brought to you with thatleisureshop.com.